I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Richland Center volleyball team is home against Platteville tonight. Here's Coach Jamie Johnson of the Hornets.
We got Platteville coming in. They're undefeated in conference. It's a must win for a lot of reasons. One, to keep us alive in the conference race, and also from the seeding perspective. We stubbed our toe last week, against Dodgeville, giving them a chance to, maybe pull up with us in that seeding meeting. So, a lot's on the line. Last week is our first home game of the year after like 5 weeks. So, we don't have our routines. Hopefully we're a little more prepared, not as much. Even though it's homecoming, it's early in the week, thankfully. That's not a Thursday night game because they get wore out by the end of the week and some other things. So hopefully we can, still kind of keep routine, get a W, and then they can enjoy the rest of the, homecoming festivities for the week before we have a big tournament on Saturday.
The last time against Platteville, the Hornets went to a 5-set match.
Yeah, we went 5. Reviewing that, we had some struggles at times. We were behind the first set, came back and won it, which seems to be our theme this year at times. But lost the second, third set, fourth set. We had momentum. We played very clean. Got up in the fifth set, and we ran a play that was just a miscommunication that I think could have been a big momentum boost, and it turned to be a big momentum killer. Allowed them to tie the score. They got an ace, and then they just got momentum in that fifth set. And, that momentum is so huge in that fifth set. So it's definitely doable, especially with our home crowd and a homecoming crowd, hopefully, that we can get this done. We tried a new lineup that night, and that's the lineup we've been out playing with since then. So we're definitely more comfortable in our coverage and just our plays and things like that. So hopefully we'll be more efficient, and we had a good weekend on Saturday. We played very well, played a lot cleaner, better job on the service eve, and running our plays and moving things around.
The Hornet volleyball team had a good day at its own invitational this past Saturday.
Yeah, it was a solid day. It wasn't like some other tournaments where we had even higher competition, but it was solid teams, that are doing well in their conferences, and just for us to sweep. Unfortunately, we set a record. We missed 7 serves in 1 set, yet we still won that set 26-24. But those are the things that we got. Everything else was great that day. We got to play like we did the rest of the day. There's that fine line of aggressive serving, and then you got to keep yourself in the games, especially like against the Platteville, this week. And then this coming weekend, we've got huge opportunities to make some jumps and help establish some things for our seeding meeting that's just, a couple weeks away.
We'll have coverage of the Richland Center volleyball team hosting Platteville tonight. Pre-match time around 6:45 today during Hornet Homecoming Week. The Richland Center soccer teams will be hosting Platteville Lancaster. Varsity will play first at 5 and JV to follow. And the Richland Center Ithaca runners are at Black River Falls for a multiple school meet this afternoon. At River Valley, the River Valley swim team is doing battle against Portage at Lodi High School tonight, and the River Valley volleyball team will be at Lancaster. Kickapoo High School will be the site of a volleyball match tonight between Wazika Steuben and Kickapoo. Also, Weston will be hosting North Crawford in Ridge and Valley Volleyball, and Ithaca will be at home for a key match against Seneca in the Ridge and Valley. In the SWAL, Boscobel and Riverdale meet. It's the second time around in the SWAL conference, and tonight the match is at Riverdale. Riverdale won the first time around in 4 sets at Boscobel. Major League Bowling action from last night. It was a series high for Cardinal CG, a 37-73. Geary Construction, 36-29. Quail Run Golf Links, a 34-75. Cardinal CG with a 13-68 game. Quail Run Golf Links, a 12-67. And Geary Construction, a 12-42. Top series, Ken Nix Jr., 124 over average with a 742. Kirk Bardo, 161 over average with a 698. And Chase Keller had a 676 series. High game honors, Ken Nix Jr. at 278. Kirk Bardo and Todd Gruber with 248s. And Colton Bardo with a 247. Don Maley bowled a 547 series, 100 over average. Colton Bardo bowled a 585, 99 over average. Darren Schweinefuss with a 584, 92 pins over average in the Major Bowling League. Sports on the State of Wisconsin scene. Well, it's October, and the Brewers are playing in a playoff game today. Milwaukee gets set to host the New York Mets. After yesterday's action, the Mets split with the Braves in a doubleheader, setting up a three-game series against the Brewers in Milwaukee. The Mets and Brewers just faced off for the final three games of the regular season. The Brewers won the first two games, and they also swept the Mets at the beginning of the year, holding a 5-1 record against New York so far on the year. Manager Pat Murphy talked about the availability of Sal Frelick.
Yeah, Sal came in today. He feels better than he did the day before. It's hard to predict. We're going to try to put him through some physical stuff today if he can. There's still a limp in there, which concerns me a little. We all know who Sal is and the type of fortitude that he has, and he's still limping, so I'm not as optimistic as I was hoping to be.
He says that Freddy Peralta, who will start the game, needs to get back to basics.
I think he can look in there and say, here are things maybe I got a little too geeked up. Maybe I tried too hard, or I came out of myself a little bit. I didn't let it flow. I didn't trust my teammates enough and realize that I got eight defenders around me that are pretty good. Maybe any of that. I haven't sat down with him about that. I just trust Freddy.
And Murphy says he feels the team is ready.
The way that group in that room created this, because they're the ones that did it. They created this, and they did it in a way they know how they did it. It wasn't by worried about who's got a bigger budget or who's got more experience or who was on the All-Star team. They did it by pulling together and playing a certain way. And they know that's the secret. And I don't think they wiped the slate clean in that this is how I play.
The Brewers get underway today just after 4:30, pre-game time around 4 o'clock on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Banished baseball great Pete Rose has died. The longtime Cincinnati Red was the career hits leader and a total of 4,256 in his career, breaking his hero Ty Cobb's 4,191 during his career. In football news, Jared Goff threw a perfect game, setting an NFL record by completing all 18 of his passes to help the Detroit Lions beat the Seahawks 42-29 last night. Goff had a touchdown reception for the first time in his career, catching a pass as well. Mason Rudolph had seven scoring drives, leading the way last night after Will Levis left with a shoulder injury, and the Tennessee Titans beat the Miami Dolphins 31-12 on Monday Night Football as well. Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur said he doesn't believe cornerback Jaire Alexander, who missed Sunday's loss to the Vikings with a combination of quad and groin injuries, will be out of the lineup long term. In fact, the Packers aren't ruling out the possibility of him playing this week against the Rams. The Packers won't practice again until Wednesday when the first injury report of Week 5 arrives. A true update on Alexander's status for Sunday night will not arrive until the final injury report on Friday. Coach Matt LaFleur talked this week about trying to shore things up.
When you make a mistake, you just gotta learn from it. And you cannot have repeated mistakes. And unfortunately, we've had too many instances throughout the course of the years, and I know it's still early, but where we've made the same mistake twice. And that's what we've got to make sure that we get corrected.
And the Wisconsin Badgers will travel to New Jersey October 12th for an 11 a.m. kickoff against Rutgers. Wisconsin's Week 7 matchup against Rutgers will be a crucial one, as the Scarlet Knights have started the year 4-0 with wins over Washington and Virginia Tech. The Badgers are coming off a 38-21 loss to USC, moving them to 2-2 on the year, 0-1 in conference play. Wisconsin is back home Saturday to take on Purdue. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.